I come today to preach to the choir. That's why you came to Mind States, after all, so you're already self-selected, eager and willing to hear these words. Given this, it makes no sense for me to say anything that could change your mind on the subject of psychedelics or drugs in general. Your mind is already made up. What remains, then, is more than the brainwashing of a clever argument compellingly laid out. It is the first counter-offensive, an opening of a new front on old battle lines. The propaganda has it right. There is a war on, and this is your call to arms. If we so desired, we could spend a few thousand precious hours on a historic recounting of the human fascination with chemical alterations in consciousness, speak to the breadth and universality of the trend, and how it increasingly came into conflict with the ideals of industrial age culture, eventually becoming the whipping boy for all sorts of social ills, from delinquency to petty theft to miscegenation. For the last 100 years, we've been taught that drugs are bad, and so many believe. But this is just dogma, spells spoken by a priestly class who, for their own purposes and to their own ends, have cast their own linguistic magic into culture, concretizing social policy with their words. In Schrodinger's cat, Robert Anton Wilson spells it out plainly. Reality is the place where rival gangs of shamans fought to a standoff. The arbiters of culture are themselves shamans, consciously or no, crafting the rules and realities of society through the careful exercise of power, defining the frame for rational debate on important issues. The ability to control language imparts another capability, the control of reality itself. That much became clear in the 20th century between the Italian fascists, Mussolini began as a newspaper man, and the Nazis, Goebbels perfected the modern art of propaganda, and the writings of George Orwell. Language creates reality. Those who control language control what we call real. To undo the linguistic magic of the war on drugs, a counterspell is required. Fortunately, as the psychedelic vanguard, and you should pride yourselves as such, else why would you be here in Jamaica, you are all shamans, some in training, some in practice, some in retirement. But the time has come to leave your cozy slumber or finish your training. We need you. The whole world needs you. The war on drugs isn't being fought by governments against narcotic traffickers, although it is frequently presented within such a neat black and white frame. The war on drugs is going on underneath your own skin during your every waking moment. The profound nature of the struggle within which we find ourselves engaged cannot easily be overstated. The way we think of who we are, how we define our roles and expectations, whether we feel guilt or glory for our actions, none of these are called into being or questioned by forces outside ourselves. We are our own constant judge and jury, weighing each of our actions against an internal sense. That sense, whether or not we recognize it as such, is built up from the linguistic magic of cultural construction. From the moment we learn the difference between good and bad, that which pleased or angered our parents, we have each been building intricate models of correctness of our own behavior, growing into socially adept beings who can navigate the peculiarities of culture by a careful obedience to the dictates of right and wrong, moral and immoral, legal and illegal. Thus, we ourselves have crafted the mind-forged manacles eloquently described by Blake, but we should not hold ourselves responsible for our own imprisonment. Only recently have we come to understand the human drive to socialize is inherent, biological, and ultimately pervasive. We constantly internalize the linguistic assignments of culture, translating them into consensus reality. However, once we understand the cage that binds us, quite literally, the words that imprison us, it is incumbent upon us to undo the unconscious work of culture and create something we consider wholly ourselves. It is to this end, then, and to the best of our abilities, that I propose we work together to reformulate the essence of our thinking about psychedelics and drugs in general. We need to reprogram ourselves, not only for our own well-being, but also, and more importantly, so that each of us can become culture workers, reframing the language which so polarizes any discussion of drugs as to make it effectively impossible to broach the subject at all. In this silence, we hide from view and feel vaguely ashamed that we have been open to experiences others might never live to enjoy. But the time has come to claim our experience as authentic, valuable, and above all, reasonable. We are shamans, and this is war. We must not stop until we reset the parameters of the real.